you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
All right, we've got the migrants trying to earn their Starwood points at the hotel because they don't want to go to Brooklyn and Red Hook where they want to put them. So they're camping outside a hotel. Alice Stockton Rossini is on the scene. And Alice, look, I mean, I'm sympathetic to these poor people and they've been uprooted from their lives and they don't know what's going on. But is this some sort of protest that they're staging? They want to be back in the hotel?
No, I don't know. I don't know that it's a protest. I mean, they're not violent. They're not loud. They're not crazy by any stretch of the imagination. They're just sitting outside and they want more humane conditions. But let me tell you right now, there are three buses here taking migrants to Red Hook. There are people filing out of the hotel. And one guy, I have a friend that's been translating for me. He is so grateful to be here. He told us he loves the USA. He wants to be part of everything in America. He will go willingly to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. He has no problem with it. And then on the, you know, right outside the hotel, we're up to about 100 single men who slept on the street after the city took the tents down yesterday. Now, Yvette is with the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action, Integration, and Immigration Rights, and she says the city just should not be moving migrants around. Many have been living at the hotel for weeks. Some of them have been here for months. They have jobs. They have their bikes. And you go out to Brooklyn. They are isolated. It's not going to be easy to get back in the city. They should be allowed to stay.
And put people into a warehouse by the water where it's freezing, where it's a complete COVID super spreader event, or any other illnesses or diseases. 1,000 people head to toe beds packed in with only 4 bathrooms. No, that's nothing but detention. That's a prison. And they left their homes and they left their countries in order to get safety, not to be imprisoned in New York City.
All right, so another thing these support groups keep saying is there are empty apartment buildings all over the place and the mayor can figure it out if he wants.
There are people in this city who spend more on a handbag than many people see in a whole year. So no, there is resources in this city. Wherever the mayor has to find it, he can find it. He's already got it. All the migrants, the women and children, but also the men here too, have a right to humane living conditions so they can realize their freedom and aspirations and be secure and safe and stable.
All right. And, you know, you can't... The fact that so many of these guys have gotten jobs is pretty amazing in itself. And, you know, they want to get settled and they want to get... A lot of them want to get out of the city.
They were allowed to come here and get processed in Texas. They're not illegal. They were bused here mostly against their will. They weren't planning on coming to New York. Some have friends and family in other parts of the country, but now we're trying to save up to get to those friends and family where they would have a place to live. And so they've been trying to become not a burden on the system, and they just want to work and live. And then we just keep shuttling them around and saying we don't have room, which isn't true because we all see empty buildings all over. And then we see wasted money, like what happened at Randall's Island. They built that whole thing for like $1 million. They built the thing out in the Bronx, which was like a flood zone. Nobody went there. So the money's just being spent stupidly. And then we have people sleeping on the sidewalk, and then people are mad they're sleeping on the sidewalk and they wonder what's wrong.
So, you know, another thing that's going on here, I have to be honest, is I wonder if some of these community groups are not making the situation worse, right? They keep saying there's all of these empty apartment buildings. I don't know how easy it is to simply convert an empty apartment building or an office building into space for the homeless, for the migrants, or for anyone else. And they keep saying, oh, we have all this room and they can do better. Some of these migrants say they've been out to Red Hook. Others have not been out to Red Hook, and they're relying on people to tell them, oh, it's an island in the middle of nowhere. It's cold. There's no heat. There's no this. There's no that.
Well, that's wrong.
And the fact is, it's not that. That's not true. It's not true. They're working on the heat. They're working on the hot water. There are more bathroom facilities outside of the facilities in the facility there in the Brooklyn cruise terminal. But they're relying on people to tell them things that aren't necessarily true. They don't understand our language. I just think that some of these groups that maybe mean well are making it worse. They really are. I don't know what these people expect. You've got people getting on the bus who are grateful to be here, who are grateful for everything and anything that they are getting, including a bed at the cruise terminal. And then you've got these people out on the street surrounded by all these community groups coming in and saying, here, we'll give you food, we'll give you water, we'll give you bedding. Well, there's no tents now, and we're going down into the single digits as this week goes on. And
hey,
there
Alice.
Is talk, yes.
Well, no, you mentioned they brought... They, go ahead.
It's just that the city's waiting for it to get cold, and then they're not going to have any other choice. Well, the weather is going to determine what happens to them.
No, but you mentioned the tents came down. There's no effort. You said there's 100 men outside the Watson Hotel on the street. There's no effort being made to clear them?
No, the cops are here. There's barricades up. They're just kind of making sure that nothing bad happens. There's community people here feeding them. They've given them blankets and, you know, mats to sleep on and pillows. And they're just determined to stay here because they're being led to believe that, you know, this hotel here is empty. Well, we're watching people file out of this hotel onto three buses. There's one bus left. I just saw two buses load up, right? And they're trying to make space for women and children coming in. So I just think there's a lack of communication here. And I would think, I don't know if the guy from who's coordinating all of this for the city, I don't know why he's not here. I just feel like somebody's got to do something. The standoff has to end. Or is it true that maybe the city is just going to wait it out because when it hits zero, I think these guys might be okay with the Brooklyn Terminal. You know what I'm saying? Which is pretty sad.
All right. It's true.
We got to figure this out.
Alice Stockton Rossini on the scene for us. Thanks for a good report, Alice.
Thanks,
Appreciate it. Take care.
Okay.
Hey, coming up next, Sarah Isger, the ABC News contributor from Washington, is going to be with us with her thoughts on Trump's first campaign events. Can he go all the way? We're going to ask Sarah when we get back.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.